The men that don't fit in.
This is also Robert.
Yes, Robert Service. He was born in Scotland, educated in England, came to Canada, worked in a bank, and then went to the Yukon and wrote all of these poems and became very rich selling his poems at a time when the poor miners...
When the
miners, of course, they didn't get rich. Then he went back to Paris and got married and lived happily ever after.
And never wrote again?
I'm not sure.
He didn't make any money after 1919 on the poems that he wrote after 1919.
That's right, yeah. But he did make enough money to live a good life.
Something's wrong, though. A poet who made money and lived well, that's...
At that time.
It's not right.
You could do that in the 19th century.
Yeah.
So, and of course, a lot of these men went to the Yukon, the men that don't fit in. Mm. There's a race of men that don't fit in, a race that can't stay still. So they break the hearts of kith and kin, and they roam the world at will. They range the field and they rove the flood, and they climb the mountain's crest. Theirs is the curse of the gypsy blood, and they don't know how to rest. If they just went straight, they might go far. They are strong and brave and true. But they are always tired of the things that are, and they want the strange and new. They say, could I find my proper groove? What a deep mark I would make. So they chop and change, and each fresh move is only a fresh mistake. And each forgets as he strips and runs with a brilliant, fitful pace. It's the steady, quiet, plodding ones who win in the lifelong race. And each forgets that his youth has fled, forgets that his prime is past, till he stands one day with a hope that's dead in the glare of the truth at last. He has failed, he has failed. He has missed his chance. He has just done things by half. Life's been a jolly good joke on him, and now is the time to laugh. Ha ha, he is one of the legion lost. He was never meant to win. He's a rolling stone, and it's bread in the bone. He's a man who won't fit in.